This week, WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2019. Today, health reporter Brett Dahlberg sits down with our editor Denise Young and brings us up to date on one of the most important health stories of the year, vaping.
So Brett, e-cigarettes and vaping have been around for a while, but they really seem to hit our news this year. Why is that?
Right. So e-cigarettes have been around for the better part of a decade in most parts of the U.S. But what's really gotten them on our radar this year is the surge in youth use of the products. There's a bunch of statistics I could throw at you to illustrate the trend, but I think maybe the best one is this. More than 40% of Monroe County high school students say they've used e-cigarettes. That's according to a survey from the county's health department. And that's creating some real problems for schools.
Like what kind of problems?
Okay, number one is health. E-cigarettes aren't burning anything, so they don't feel as harsh as regular cigarettes. It's easy to breathe in a whole lot more of them. And a lot of brands really pack in the nicotine to them, and that leads to addiction. The second kind of big problem is discipline. See, the standard punishment for a student bringing tobacco to school is suspension. But if you're following that standard, you're suspending 40% of your students. And in the Greece Central School District, administrators say they just can't do that. They say it would hurt the health and the education of students. Here's the assistant superintendent for the district, Mike Zaffis.
First and foremost, you're losing instructional time. They're going to be falling behind their peers. Another thing was a lot of times these students would be home from school. Their parent would likely go to work. And if you put two and two together, what are they going to do if they're addicted to vaping? They're probably going to be home vaping.
And what about adults? What do we know about how e-cigarettes are affecting them?
Yeah, so that's an important point because e-cigarette manufacturers say they are not targeting children. They say their intended audience is adults who want to quit smoking. But that's controversial because e-cigarettes are not what's called an approved smoking cessation device. But a good number of people I've talked to say that vaping is the only thing that has worked for them to quit smoking. And so locally, we've got some researchers who have been looking into how this might work. Irfan Rahman runs a lab at the University of Rochester Medical Center. They take apart e-cigarettes and they try to figure out what chemicals are created when people vape them. He says even in legal e-cigarettes, there's some pretty bad stuff.
For example, Fruit Medley has butanic acid, butane. Butane is used in the gas lighter. Sulfate is a pesticide here.
So is that connected with the deaths that have been reported this year?
We don't actually know quite yet. The Federal Centers for Disease Control says there have been 52 deaths across the country connected to vaping this year, and they say the strongest evidence points to a chemical called vitamin E acetate. That's a substance that's added to some e-cigarettes that are sold on the street, but the CDC also says there could be other substances that are connected to those deaths. At URMC, they've actually been working with federal researchers to try to clear some of that up. But it's a tough thing because vaping injuries are not actually covered by rules about disease reporting. Hospitals don't have to share their findings with the state. But now state and federal health authorities are saying that even if it's not technically required, they really want doctors to report suspected cases of vaping injuries. They say doing that is essential to figuring out exactly what it is that's causing these deaths. As the fear of injuries was growing this year, the state health department moved to ban certain flavored e-cigarettes, and they did that months ago, but court rulings have blocked them from actually enforcing the ban. The state says it's only a temporary delay, but vaping advocates are hoping to win the legal battle.
Well, we'll have to see where that goes. Thanks so much, Brett.
Thanks, Denise.